Hello there, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health, bringing you 21st century approaches to personal growth and habit change. This includes letting the body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Habits into Health is about turning around those behaviors that are creating problems for yourself or others. And in this show, we enter the doorway to personal change through sensory experience and more, focusing on the whole self. Maybe you've heard the saying that the obstacle is the path. And to me, this means that facing and working through whatever blocks us in our journey is a key to making our whole journey worthwhile. Habits into Health focuses on ways you can turn your obstacles into paths that get you to success and satisfaction. In this show, I'll share what holistic and somatic mean to me. But I'd like to take a moment before we start. Let's tune into ourselves in a sensory way. So check in with yourself. What's going on in your life that led you to listen to this particular show on this particular day? Maybe you're curious about what someone else has to say about habit change. You probably have experiences of your own. Maybe there's a change you've been focusing on, and that you'd like to check out an additional approach. Or it might be that you've got some strong feelings about yourself that you'd like to say goodbye to. Maybe you're really hurting right now. Whatever your reason, just take a moment now to be attentive to yourself. And notice what being attentive means. Perhaps you can start by feeling your feet on the floor or the ground. Sometimes what I like to do is just take a moment to breathe, just a moment. So I'm guessing that if you knew about ways to manage yourself and your life more effectively, that would be a good thing, right? If you could increase your feelings of satisfaction more often, you probably want to know more about how to do that. And if there were some practical steps for growing new possibilities that you never thought you would be capable of, you might want to give them a try. Yes, I think you would, because you're tuning into this show. Since Habits into Health includes holistic and somatic approaches to making our changes, and, you know, these words are used a lot these days, But they can mean different things to different people. So what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about where I'm coming from. So first, holistic. That's a pretty easy term because most people today know it refers to the whole person. But you know, that wasn't true 36 years ago when I first became interested in holistic health. At that time, as a young woman, my eating habits were creating some big problems. And my aha teacher, those moments when you go, aha, was of all things Dr. Pepper. Coke and Pepsi were just plain ordinary to me. I liked DP. So I had a pretty close relationship with the good doctor, as I say. And some days I would visit the vending machine at the newspaper where I worked as much as 6 times. Imagine that. And over time, I started getting this ache in my belly, and I thought it was due to hunger. And of course, you could imagine, I really wasn't chasing down those Dr. Peppers with healthy foods either. Well, one day on a lark, I decided to join my housemate. She had learned about a new low-carbohydrate diet that she was trying out. Let me say that again. She found out about this new low-carbohydrate diet. She was going to try it out, and she was going to be cooking some new foods. And so I thought, yeah, no big deal. I will come along. And then she read the list to me, and I learned that it meant that I had to stop drinking Dr. Pepper. Okay, well, it was going to be tough. But I figured, you know, I'll do it for a month. I could do it. What the heck? And what was interesting is I had this awakening. So even though we quickly dropped our experiment with what we were cooking, it kind of led to a lot of very bad tasting food and some really good laughs. But the other thing that happened is the pain in my stomach went away. It was like magic. Well, it didn't stay long. You know, eventually I gave up the dietary experiment and went back to my old ways. And you know what? The ache in my belly came back. So, okay, things have changed. And I ended up deciding I wanted to know more about this. And it led to a journey into exploring alternative approaches to nutrition initially, and then health in general. Approaches that took the whole person into account. Back then, people like me were called health food nuts. It was like as if this was just a fad or a phase. And maybe they thought eventually it would go away or we would. Well, it didn't and we didn't. Although our language has evolved. So today, we're more likely to use the term integrative health. Or some people even say integrative medicine. And in the Habits into Health program, I'll use the term holistic, but I'll also use the word integrative. So before I forget, let me remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health. And what we're doing is exploring new ways to approach personal growth and habit change. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm your host. And I welcome your comments and questions at my website, which is habitsintohealth.com. Okay, so you may have heard about Dr. Andrew Weil or read some of his books. He founded the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, and they define integrative medicine as, quote, healing-oriented medicine that takes account of the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, including all aspects of lifestyle. So in integrative medicine or integrative health, we use all appropriate therapies, both conventional and alternative. For me, this includes the somatic. That word comes from the Greek word soma, which means the body. What about that? The Habits into Health process is a guide that I've developed over time, over the last 30 years or so, and it challenges our long-standing worldview that the mind leads. Rather, in working through the body, the somatic approach that I've learned and that I share with others focuses on establishing neural muscular connections. That's the nerves and the muscles and how they're connected. This creates paths for change that are much more sustainable than what can be achieved through insight and willpower alone. It includes body-oriented exercises that are different from physical exercise or fitness, where toning muscles or building strength or losing weight are often the goals. In somatic work, instead, we're going for a different goal of learning to influence ourselves in the moment by attending to muscular action patterns in deliberate kinds of ways. And when we do this, it welcomes our thinking, images, memories, and associations into a more inclusive relationship. And I think that this is a whole person approach. So in somatic work, we're interested in this moment right now. Unlike mainstream psychology, which puts a lot of attention in understanding the history of your current situation, in somatic work, asking why only pulls us away from our experience and into our thoughts. And this might be interesting or entertaining, but these insights tend to lead us only to more insight rather than behavior change, which is what most people want. So in Habits into Health, we're more interested in what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I found it also can be helpful to kind of start by noticing where. So take a moment to consider a habit that you'd like to say goodbye to. Maybe something that brought you to listening to this show. Where in your body do you experience yourself? What sensations stand out right now? Just tune in for a moment and notice where you feel yourself physically. You don't actually have to do anything right now, except just notice your physical experience. How are you engaged in this? Do you tighten somewhere? Or maybe you loosen somewhere? Just let yourself feel connected to your forehead or your jaw or your shoulders. Those are places where we tend to tighten up a lot. And you can also tune in to feeling your hands and your legs and your feet. You may not notice anything in this moment, but perhaps sometime later today or tomorrow, or over the next few days, you can give yourself a chance to be attentive to what's happening physically in you. Perhaps when you're engaged in the habit you'd like to say goodbye to, or maybe when you're just sitting quietly and noticing what's happening physically, whether it's connected to a habit or not. Doing this is the first step in developing a somatic orientation to one's life. In other shows, I'll bring more of this perspective and other ways that can support us in creating whatever plan that each of us wants to creating our changes of habit. We're all in this together, so I welcome your questions and comments at habitsintohealth.com. You can also find articles and resources that I hope will be very helpful for you. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. Let's turn our old habits around into healthy possibilities for our future. Thank you for listening.